She was asking about Babajan spoke or not. I heard her speak quite a few times. So one time, you see, what had happened was that my father's brother used to live in Kharki. He was an engineer, men in the military. So on a vacation, my parents had brought me to Pune. Kharki is a few miles from Pune. So we are there. So my father naturally one day wanted us to go for a picnic for the day. So at the time, horse carriages were there, you see. Victorias, money called. We used to call them Victorias. Yeah. Because of the Victorian age, you know, the carriages were there.
And they're different from tongas in the sense.
The tongas are contraptions.
Like a cart.
Yeah, little cart.
Where this was a carriage.
Yeah, stately, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Four wheels.
Four wheels, two horses, like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have just from the sides, just as you step into a car.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Like that. Without any doors, of course. Sometimes some had doors too. Yeah. And right royally at the back of the carriage, there will be a pedestal for the man to stand with the umbrellas to protect the passengers from sun, heat and all that sort of thing. You know, you have seen pictures, you know, the royalties in England, in a state procession, stately, what at the time of coronations and others, you see these things, you know, they have been carried like that. So those were the early days. What was I saying? Yeah, so my father planned for a picnic that day. And naturally we went out, we were very happy about it. We were children. I think, we had met Baba at that time. I had met. I was 10 years or 11 years at the time. So we are happy, and Baba is saying. And my father said that, you know, we have heard, you all have seen Bun Garden nowadays. It's nothing. It's nothing. You may call it, it's deserted. Formerly there would be the bands playing, the brass bands, and Britishers would be there, and dance would be there around the bandstand and all that stuff. The garden was beautiful, with all the bun overflowing with water and all that. It was such a pleasant place it was. It was a real picnic spot and all that. And there is that bun garden, Babajan tree, you know. You have heard of that. Sometimes it's shown on the film also. We did not know anything about it. My father didn't know anything about it. We didn't know anything about it. We didn't know. There is Baba Jan there with me. But my father thought that the best spot would be picnic spot is Bun Garden. So he, after having purchased, you know, the snacks and things that are necessary for a picnic thing and all that sort of thing. So it took us a little while, you see, about say by 10 o'clock, we must have been driven. The approach of Bun Garden that was there. So, well, the horse carriage goes there, and Babajan was standing where the carriage is there, you see, stopped there, outside the garden there. And all of a sudden, we all heard Babajan shouting, come on, my children have arrived, now start. Whatever you call it, we don't know what it is. She said, now start distributing. And we see a huge crowd of these people around that mango tree there. And she goes back and says, come children, come. And so we go, we don't know, my father does not know, we don't know this woman and all this. We go naturally, we are driven because of her command, you see. So we go there. Oh, that is Babajan. My father, mother spoke. Oh, that's Babajan. And we did not know what. So those people are admonishing us. Where were you? For past 2 hours she's waiting and she wouldn't allow us to distribute. You know, there was a rawa and big naan. And people had brought tea for a picnic for Babajan. Babajan had gone there she was taken there for a picnic, you see, and all had gathered over there. But she wouldn't allow this to be distributed. So what's the hurry? Wait. 2 hours passed by, you see. They say, where were you? What happened? So we did not know. We don't know that she was waiting for us. But who are you all? So we don't know. We have come from Nagpur. We don't know. Yeah, like that. I still remember that. And first thing that she did was give to my father, my mother, the sweet dishes on the that bread that was there, and says, eat, and then she distributed to us. We went and took, you see, and then she offered us tea, a cup of tea to each of us, and then says, you all now have it. Then it was distributed.
That was the first time you saw Baba?
First time of close contact. Then Baba used to send us to Baba Jan later on.
At that time, did your parents know about Baba?
Yeah.
But you hadn't met him.
I had met him.
He had met him.
I had met him at the age of 9 at Mehrabad. Yeah. And I was fascinated, you see, she'd take a cup of tea like this. The man is pouring tea and she'll take. She wouldn't allow the man to, on his own, distribute the crowd. She would take, and through her, it would be given. Each one would come and take. So before doling out, before giving the tea cup, she'd hold this. I don't know what she said. And then give it. She'd blow something in there. I blow a breath in there. I don't know what it is. I remember that. So I've had a little breath of Baba Jan.